Okay, let's move on. Look at the economic crisis. As we saw last time in this tape, the talk of an apocalyptic financial crisis was in the news, and also many important people saying that the answer is that we need to have a global solution. The IMF International Monetary Fund Director Dominic Strauss-Kahn said, "We were facing a global problem which needs a global response," which Gordon Brown repeated. George Bush said, "The world is sending us a signal, bring us together, and we'll come through this together." Now, it's interesting, the IMF, I mentioned there, the International Monetary Fund, is approaching the possibility of a crisis. In fact, it may soon lack the money to bail out an ever-growing list of countries crumbling across Eastern Europe, Latin America, Africa, and parts of Asia, raising concerns that it will have to tap taxpayers in Western countries for a capital infusion or resort to the nuclear option of printing its own money. The fund is already close to committing a quarter of its $200 billion, that's £130 billion reserve chest, with loans to Iceland of $2 billion, Ukraine $16 billion, talks underway with Pakistan wanting $14 billion, Hungary $10 billion, as well as Belarus and Serbia. Neil Schering, who's the emerging market strategist at Capital Economics, said the IMF's work in the great arc of countries from the Baltic states to Turkey is only just beginning. When you tot up the countries across the region with external funding needs, you get to $500 billion or $600 billion very quickly. And that blows the IMF out of the water. The fund may soon have to start calling on the West for additional funds. The nuclear option is to print money by issuing special drawing rights, in effect acting as if it were the world central bank. This was done after the fall of the Soviet Union, but has never been used as a systematic tool of policy to head off a global financial crisis. Just to explain that a little bit, just as central banks were created to be the lender of last resort to private banks to stop the insolvency, the IMF was created to be the lender of last resort for entire countries. When countries are faced with bankruptcy and unable to meet their debt repayments, the IMF will loan them money in exchange for certain conditions. This is the situation that Iceland recently found itself in. However, the IMF's power is limited by the amount of reserves it has, just like any other central bank. These reserves are being quickly depleted by the financial tsunami, and with only $250 billion of reserves, the organization could be impotent if a large nation such as the US fails to meet its debt repayments. Increasing the amount of money the IMF has to lend will be a difficult situation. However, it does have the power to create an international governmental currency called Special Drawing Rights, or SDRs, which the IMF has dubbed paper gold. If the IMF decides to print new SDR currency, then the situation is no different than when a central bank decides to print its own money. The money supply increases, and as always, the prices of real commodities will increase as the value of money begins to decline. This is why it looks increasingly like the global inflation rate will soon get out of control, destroying the savings of individuals all over the world. If it gets really out of control, you could have the kind of scenario that Barry Smith used to talk about, where in fact the banks run out of money and cancel not just all debts but also bank accounts and put you onto a new system of some kind of mark to get your money out. Obviously, we're not there yet, but you can see that these things are pushing, then certainly not solved by any means. And you can talk to a lot of people who will say, well, someone will sort it all out. Well, if they're going to sort it all out, they're going to have to get a lot of money from somewhere, sometime, and fairly soon. Now, Gordon Brown has a solution to this. He's urged Russia and China to boost the bailout fund and to stop economic contagion. China, Russia and the oil-rich Gulf states should contribute a $320 billion package to save the countries facing a cash crisis. Now, Russia and China may have some money. The oil-rich Gulf states have even more that is lying around, and if they could give that to the IMF, that would solve the problem, according to Gordon Brown. Okay, but you've got to come back to the principle I said earlier on about the borrower is servant to the lender. It's clear that all around the world, governments are looking for a solution, and they're looking for a global solution, and they're looking for action to change the way things are run at the present time. The Russian President Putin said that it was necessary for governments to increase their role in national economies. We believe that future developments will be accompanied by an increase in the role of the state as a guarantor of successful national development. Brazil's President Lula has said that developing countries need to learn from the crisis to construct a new world economic order. The economic crisis has accelerated these moves towards breaking the stranglehold the United States has on the world of finance. UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon has said that there is a new reality, new centers of power and leadership in Asia, Latin America and across the newly developed world. German Finance Minister Peer Steinbrück has said the US will lose its status as the superpower of the world's financial system, the world will become multipolar, the world will never be the same again. There have been meetings taking place already in the last month. There was a meeting called the Asia-Europe meeting in Beijing, attended by a number of leaders from Europe and Asia, including obviously the Chinese, and the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who made it clear that his main goal in Beijing was to win Asian support for his ambitious financial reform plans. Sarkozy is looking to completely reshape the global economic structure, to replace the Bretton Woods system that has governed international finance since the end of World War II, with the Washington Summit to kick off the process. Now, the Washington Summit is to take place the end of this week, in fact, on November the 15th, when President Bush has invited the leaders of 20 nations to come to Washington for an international meeting on the economy. The move could eventually lead to far-reaching overhaul of the rules governing global financial markets. The meeting is intended to be the first of several global economic meetings, and its timing just after the presidential election underscores the urgency the administration feels in addressing the financial crisis. The meeting will have a broad agenda laying the groundwork for the leaders to agree on a common set of principles for reform of the regulatory and institutional regimes for the world's financial sectors. Dana Perino, Mr. Bush's press secretary, said, announcing the meeting. Mr. Bush has been under intense pressure for several weeks from leaders in Europe, especially President Sarkozy of France, to convene an international meeting of economic powers to address the financial crisis. So I hope you don't find all this too boring looking about finances, but if you look behind it, what you can see happening is that the leaders of the world are coming together to reshape the way in which nations trade with each other, the way in which finances are run, and against a background that if they don't solve this crisis, you could find bankruptcies and major chaos coming in the international global situation. Will all this lead to a new world order? Will it be without the United States or with it? Can President Obama come in to save the situation? And no doubt if the situation is saved, and obviously Bush is not going to have a great deal of influence, his time is coming to an end, and there's scheduled to be another meeting apparently in about 100 days after this one, which will be after Obama is in power. And if Obama takes measures which do give some measure of relief and stability to it, then no doubt he will be hailed as a miracle worker in some ways. Now, I want to come back to Mr. Brown and Britain, because perhaps we'll just have a break at that point.